Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
And today we're talking about something that's as sure as death and taxes, something that we cannot avoid, which is the doctor.
We're talking about those annual checkups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, going to the doctor every year to give you a full body physical exam.
And it might be a little bit difficult for you to explain what you need to tell the doctor if you're talking to the doctor in English.
Mm-hmm, right. So in this lesson, we have a dialogue between a doctor and a patient, and it's some of the common topics, some of the common things that the doctor will check during an annual checkup.
Okay, so why don't we take a listen?
Sounds good.
Hi, Bill. I've got your physical results back.
Oh, great. Give it to me straight.
Well, looking at your blood pressure, you've got some hypertension. How much exercise do you get?
Sitting in an office all day? Not much. I've been somewhat sedentary.
Well, that runs the risk of stroke or heart attack. Get some exercise and watch your salt intake as well.
Okay, done. What about my heart?
Oh, you have good cardiac health. No murmurs or other irregularities.
Well, that's a relief. Did the colon screening test go well, too?
Yes. No issues there. But we should talk about your dietary choices.
Uh-oh. You're referring to my blood sugar, right?
No, don't worry. You're not at risk of diabetes, but you have some high cholesterol.
Yeah. I've been eating out too much.
That's probably why. It's not a problem now, but over time, it takes a toll on your body.
I understand. I'll lay off the greasy foods.
Great. Taking preventative care is the best way to fight disease.
Thanks, Doc.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue. The doctor is seeing a patient named Bill. Pretty typical name for like a dad, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. And he says, I've got your physical results back. Now, right away, that's a little bit confusing because the word physical here.
Yeah, because physical is actually another way to say, like, your checkup.
Your checkup, yeah. It's called a physical exam because, of course, physical means, like, relating to the body, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but it looks funny here because physical also means something that I can touch or see. So it's not like a physical result that I can touch and see. It's the physical body, my body, the results from that test.
Exactly. So think of it more as, like, physical exam results.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And looks like Bill, he's ready to hear what the doctor has to say. He says, give it to me straight.
If you want someone to give it to you straight, then it means that you want it directly. You don't want them to sugarcoat anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to say, yeah, don't sugarcoat it. Don't make it sound any nicer than it has to be. Just be honest.
And usually you want honesty from your doctor.
Absolutely. I think I would too, even though it can be a little scary. So that's why Bill is like, you know what? Just give it to me straight.
So we normally use it for any news that might be bad, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe a breakup or anything like this. So if someone looks nervous and they don't want to tell you, you can just say, you know what? Just give it to me straight.
For sure. So what does the doctor have to say?
Well, the doctor is talking about his blood pressure.
Yeah, blood pressure. So it looks like he's got some hypertension. So let's take a look at those two. So first of all, blood pressure, you've probably seen this before if you've read any articles about medical science.
Right. Basically, you can imagine that the blood is kind of going through your body a little bit quickly. And so there's a lot of pressure on your veins or arteries.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, your veins and arteries are not that strong. And when there's too much pressure, bad things can happen. And one of those things is called hypertension.
So hyper kind of means like above or too much.
Mm-hmm. Hyper, like too much, basically. Tension. Of course, we've seen tension before. It's like something is being pulled too tight.
Yeah, and hypertension just means that you've got high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. And it could be dangerous. It could cause your blood vessels to maybe even break or burst.
Another thing to note, though, is that we also have hypotension.
Yeah, hypo would be like the opposite of hyper, not enough, right?
Exactly. And that would be low blood pressure.
Low blood pressure, good. So one of the things that can fight against high blood pressure that Bill has is getting exercise.
Yeah, so when he gets exercise, it just means that he has exercise.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's kind of funny to say get exercise, but that's what we always say. You know, how much exercise do you get? Or, oh, yesterday I got some exercise. It's like I didn't really do anything.
We usually use get when we're talking about like receiving enough of something for our body.
Mm.
So like I can't get enough oxygen in this room because it's so hot.
Right. So if you're actually getting too much exercise, it's like maybe not good for your body, right?
Exactly. So that might not be good either. But for Bill, he says that he has been sitting in an office all day. So he also says that I've been somewhat sedentary.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Sedentary means you don't get any exercise. You don't get any physical activity. You're basically just sitting all day.
And this could be, you know what, in front of a computer. You mm-hmm. probably have a sedentary job, maybe.
Mm-hmm, yeah. We often use the expression a sedentary lifestyle. So doctors always warn us, don't have a sedentary lifestyle. You need to get up, walk around, you know, get some exercise. If you work in an office, maybe get up every hour and go for a 5-minute walk, you know, outside or something.
Yeah, it's really important because, you know what, if you are always sedentary, then you run the risk of a stroke or a heart attack.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. So a stroke is when the blood supply to the brain is disrupted. There's usually two ways this happens. A blood vessel breaks in the brain, or there's a clot where the blood can't, it's like a blockage, it can't go any further. And this is, you know, this can lead to death very, very quickly.
Yeah, and if it doesn't lead to death, then frequently it leads to some kind of brain damage.
Mm-hmm, for sure, for sure. And this sedentary lifestyle could run the risk of those two things, the stroke and the heart attack.
So if you run the risk of something, it basically means that you have the chance of something negative happening.
For sure, yeah. And it makes that risk greater, right? Like if you drink some alcohol and then get in a car and drive, you definitely run the risk of getting into a car accident and possibly even killing somebody.
Also, if you constantly do something that your friend doesn't like, hey, you run the risk of upsetting them.
For sure, for sure. Now, just a note here. It says, well, that runs the risk of. You can also change the subject here. You could say, well, you run the risk, or you're running the risk of having a stroke or heart attack. The grammar can change there in the subject.
Okay, well, since Bill is possibly running the risk of a stroke, his doctor suggests that he should get some exercise and watch his salt intake as
mm-hmm.
well.
Yeah, so that's the other thing that can help this hypertension intake. So basically, in this case, it's how much salt you're eating, right?
That's right. So intake, you can think about, it's like the food that you're taking into your body.
Mm-hmm, yeah. There's another example. For example, schools, right?
Right. So you can use intake to talk about all the students that the school accepts.
This month, our student intake is a little low, but next month it's going to go up again.
Here, salt intake is important because of high blood pressure.
Mm, for sure. So it looks like Bill is also concerned about his heart. And then the doctor says, oh, you have good cardiac health. So cardiac here, what does that mean?
Cardiac is an adjective, and it means that it's kind of related to the heart.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you see cardia or cardio, it means heart. So for example, we talk about exercise. There's like weightlifting, but there's also running, jogging, bicycling. That's called cardiovascular exercise or cardio. We just sometimes just say cardio, right?
Exactly. Personally, I really hate cardio exercise though, but cardio gets your heart rate up.
Right. It gets your heart rate up. So you can have better cardiac health, you know, for your heart. And what's a heart doctor called?
A cardiologist.
A cardiologist. Yeah. So what's one of the problems that a heart can have here?
Well, a heart can have heart murmurs.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, this is just like when the flow of blood in the heart is not normal and it's kind of making a funny sound.
Yeah, like a whoosh instead of a ba-bump.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one of the things the doctors will check in a physical exam. And he'll also check for other irregularities.
For irregularities, this just means something that's not normal, not regular.
For sure, yeah, not regular. You can see they're regular. Which is usually an adjective, of course, but an irregularity is a noun, right?
Yeah, just like you could say regularity for a noun as well.
Yeah, like you could say do something with regularity, do it normally, regularly.
Other irregularities might be irregularities in breathing.
Mm-hmm, yeah, but he doesn't have any irregularities. He's happy, but he's concerned about his colon screening test as well.
So first of all, actually, let's talk about screening. Mm-hmm. So screening just means that you're checking for something.
Yeah, to make sure that it's okay. It's often used for medical tests, a screening. We often use it, actually, if you apply for like a visa in another country, or you're trying to immigrate to another country. Often the border people, the immigration, will do a screening. They will screen you to make sure you're not some criminal or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you can kind of think of it as like a filtering process
for
where
sure.
they only let the good people through.
For sure. In this case, it was his colon. So what is a colon? It's not a semicolon, is it?
No, it's not. A colon is actually your large intestine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the bottom half of your stomach. And a lot of people, you know, when they get older, because they didn't, you know, eat really well, they can develop colon cancer.
There are so many different colon disorders that people have. So mm-hmm. you need to make sure that you screen for them as you get older.
Yeah, you got to keep your stomach healthy. And it looks like Bill doesn't have any stomach problems, but the doctor, she wants to talk about his dietary choices.
Dietary choices. It kind of looks similar to diet, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah, for sure. You can see diet in there.
Yeah. So dietary actually just means the things that you eat. Mm-hmm. So it's your food choice.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Anything to do with what you eat is your diet. And so this is your dietary, you know, lifestyle. You should be eating a balanced diet, right?
Right. So what kind of doctor do you normally refer to when you have questions about your diet?
Yeah. If you have dietary questions, you could go to a dietitian.
Yeah, sometimes you can go to a nutritionist as well.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so she says, Bill, we need to talk about your diet. And he says, oh, you're referring to my blood sugar, right?
Yeah, so blood sugar, it is exactly kind of basically what it sounds. It's the sugar levels in your blood.
Mm-hmm, it's just the mix of sugar. So if you're eating a lot of sweets, a lot of things, then your blood sugar will be high, right? And that could put you at risk of diabetes.
So at risk. So at risk is very similar to kind of run the risk of, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And it just means that there's a high chance that this might happen.
Yeah, it's more like a state or a condition that the danger is higher, right? Like, for example, people in Australia, just because there's a lot more sun, like stronger sunlight coming down on Australia, and people like to surf in Australia, Australians are at a higher risk of skin cancer.
And for Americans, I guess they are at risk of diabetes and obesity.
For sure, yeah, because, you know, that's a big health issue. That's probably the number one health issue right now in America, like diabetes and just sugar, basically, right?
Exactly. So diabetes is when your levels of sugar in your blood are too high.
Mm-hmm. So what happens is your body can't produce this hormone called insulin. And so your sugar levels are everywhere, all over the map. And although diabetes, in the beginning, it's not a very debilitating disease, but later on, it can cause major problems.
And there's like two types of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. Mm-hmm. Type 1 you normally get as a child, and type 2 is actually the more common one that mm-hmm. adults usually develop because of eating too much sugar.
Yeah, onset diabetes. Okay, so it sounds like the doctor, she says, well, don't worry, diabetes is not a problem for you, but you do have high cholesterol.
Cholesterol, it's kind of a fat that often shows up in your blood.
Yeah, exactly. Now, everybody has been kind of terrified of cholesterol, right? In the past, like over the past 40 years or 30 years.
For sure, right? You see a lot of people saying, oh, you can't eat eggs. Oh, you can't eat shrimp because those are all high in cholesterol.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But in the last, I don't know, I guess 5 or 10 years maybe, there's been a lot of science that says, well, it depends what kind of cholesterol it is. We do need cholesterol, and it's actually really important, but it really is important what kind of, you know, cholesterol it is.
That's true.
So at any rate, it's probably not great to have high cholesterol. and, you know, this could happen because you're eating out too much, you're eating too many greasy foods. And although, I mean, I certainly love, you know, a cheeseburger and French fries, over time, it takes a toll on your body.
Yeah, exactly. So if it's taking a toll on your body, then it means that it's kind of like hard on your body. It's wearing it down, making it tired, or just damaging it in
some way. Yeah, it's wearing it down. Yeah, slowly, right?
Right. So if it takes a toll on you, then it takes time, basically.
Mm-hmm, yeah, for sure. It's sort of damaging you. Like, for example, stress at work. If there's like stress every day at work for a long time, like could be a month, could be probably a longer time, right? Like a year.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That could take a toll on you. And eventually at the end, you may break down and have a crisis or something, right?
Yeah. Or like, you know what? Even taking care of children, because, you know, yeah. you take care of them an hour or two, mm-hmm. it's fine. But like day after day after day, sometimes your energy levels lag and it takes a toll on you.
Yeah, it takes a toll on you. It could take a toll on your marriage as well.
Yeah, that's very true.
Mm-hmm. We use it for things like that, like relationships and mental health. But we could also use it for just objects, right? Like As a man, like, I have a wallet that I carry everywhere. It's in my pocket. It's all over the place. It takes a beating. And over time, my wallet, it's strong, but that beating it gets on a day-to-day basis takes a toll on it over time.
Actually, my wallet's really worn out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but since it's probably taking a toll on his body, he says, okay, I'll lay off the greasy foods.
Lay off. So this is a pretty important for dieting, if you want to not eat the unhealthy foods. And that's kind of what it means here. It's like, I will abstain. I will not eat those foods, right?
That's right. So it's kind of like, don't touch them. Like, lay your hands off something.
Yeah,
don't touch it.
Exactly. Is this casual or formal?
I would say that it's pretty casual.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it sounds like Bill here. He's like talking to the doctor in a pretty casual way. Maybe he goes there often.
Yeah, or just, wants to set a friendly mood.
Yeah, for sure. I'll lay off the greasy foods. So you could say this to your friend. Hey, lay off the alcohol. You're already drunk.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
yeah, for sure. So sounds like, Bill, he's ready to go. He's got his physical results. And the doctor, she says, taking preventative care is the best way to fight disease.
I think I actually have to agree with this. So preventative care, it's kind of related to preventing, right? Mm-hmm. So you're trying to stop it before it happens.
Yeah, and this is so true. Like, doctors always agree that it's better to stop it before it happens than try to stop it after.
Yeah, that usually doesn't work that well. I mean, sometimes it works, but it's much harder, right?
Yeah, the chance of success is much higher if you just take steps, preventative steps in the beginning.
So you can use it as preventative steps, preventative measures, maybe preventative plans?
For sure, preventative plans. All right. Now, the doctor, she's all done, but one more time, Bill, he's thankful for the good advice. So he says, thanks, doc.
Doc is kind of like a short way to say doctor, and it's, it's really casual and it's kind of playful as well, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, I don't know if I would recommend saying doc is kind of an old expression, isn't it? It's like from the 90s or 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's maybe a little bit more like the older generation, or if you're making a joke.
Yeah. Or yeah. So it really sounds like Bill and his doctor are close. They have a friendly relationship.
Yeah. So it really sounds like they are close. Okay, you guys. But there's a lot of vocabulary here, a lot of difficult academic vocabulary, and some good casual phrases as well. So why don't we take a listen again?
Sounds good.
Hi, Bill. I've got your physical results back.
Oh, great. Give it to me straight.
Well, looking at your blood pressure, you've got some hypertension. How much exercise do you get?
Sitting in an office all day? Not much. I've been somewhat sedentary.
Well, that runs the risk of stroke or heart attack. Get some exercise and watch your salt intake as well.
Okay, done. What about my heart?
Oh, you have good cardiac health. No murmurs or other irregularities.
Well, that's a relief. Did the colon screening test go well, too?
Yes. No issues there. But we should talk about your dietary choices.
Uh-oh. You're referring to my blood sugar, right?
No, don't worry. You're not at risk of diabetes, but you have some high cholesterol.
Yeah. I've been eating out too much.
That's probably why. It's not a problem now, but over time, it takes a toll on your body.
I understand. I'll lay off the greasy foods.
Great. Taking preventative care is the best way to fight disease.
Thanks, Doc.
Okay, so we just listened to that dialogue again. And you know what? I'm just curious, Connor, since you lived in Korea, did you ever have to go see the doctor?
Yeah, I had to go to the doctor. Actually, to get a visa, to get that like finished, I had to do a checkup. Like this. It wasn't a full physical, but I had to do like the blood pressure thing. And actually, my blood pressure was too high because it was fine. It wasn't hypertension, but it was too high because I was nervous.
That can really affect it as well.
Yeah. So if you take a blood pressure test, that thing that fits on your arm and gets really big, it's like a balloon. Just try to relax because it will affect your results if you're nervous.
Okay, that's good advice, but there was like no murmurs or irregularities, right?
No, nothing like that for sure. What about you, Lisa? Do you go for your annual checkup?
We actually don't really do those over here. I mean, we used to do it in the passed, but I think the doctors are worried about, like, not knowing how deep of a screening to do.
Right, yeah, because they don't know, like, they may miss something even. There may be some disease that was there and they missed it. So, yeah, it's gotten a lot less popular for sure. Probably my parents, they still do it, but, you know, they're older. So yeah,
that makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, for sure.
For most of us, though, I think we just go when we see symptoms.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and a lot of doctors are saying that that's good. It also costs a lot of taxpayer money to do these annual checkups. And, like, maybe people who have real pressing, urgent problems, you know, they can't go to the doctor because they're doing a checkup. They're busy.
That's right. We actually have really, really long wait lines here. So I guess if everyone got annual checkups, it would take forever to see a doctor.
For sure. Yeah. Well, what about you guys in China? Like, do you go for your annual checkup? And what kind of things does the doctor check? Like, does he check your blood pressure, your blood sugar? Do they do a colon screening? Because if those tests are not good, then that could be an uncomfortable situation.
We also want to know if you take any preventative steps.
Yeah, because that's really important.
Yeah. Like, do you exercise, or, you know what, are you a little sedentary?
Okay. Yeah, so let us know in the comments any kind of, like, health questions you might have about, you know, a lot of these words are pretty high-level medical terms. So let us know in the comments, and we'll talk to you later.
See you then.